The following message was recorded at our weekly worship service at Summit Christian Fellowship in Tacoma, Washington. Visit us online at www.summit-christian.org to find out more about us.
Forward. I've been asked to deliver the stewardship meditation today. Pastor Sandberg asked me to relate to you what I've been learning from the classes he's been teaching a few of us men for the last couple years. We started with evangelical systematic theology, and now we're midway into the doctrines of grace. These studies open up the Bible and make you research and evaluate what you believe in and why you believe in it. What comes to mind for me is a saying that some of us have heard before. Do you really believe that what you believe is really real? Take a moment to think about that. What exactly do you believe about your faith? Do you, with your whole mind and heart, believe in it? What aspects of your faith do you have trouble with in understanding? Is what you believe alive and real to you? These are some deep questions that I've had to deal with, and I pray that each one of you take some time to study the Bible intensely, peel open your heart, and find out what you really believe in. I'm a fairly new follower of Christ. 4 years ago, I cried, like in Psalm 116. Oh Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Like a newborn child, I delight in each new finding. Not only have I discovered beauty in the scriptures, I have learned that walking with the Lord requires you to listen and to hear to what he is saying to you. This means prayer and soaking in the word daily, meditating on the simplest phrase to coax out the deep-rooted meaning. Being faithful in the word has strengthened me in what I believe in and is constantly preparing me for life's battles. I'm up here to show you an example of a believer that is almost 4 years old. I want to tell you that my belief in Jesus is real, and I'm continually grasping at and with God's word to solidify the reality of his spirit in my heart. At this time, I'd like to prepare your hearts for the offering by reciting the words of Jesus. He had been teaching in the cities near Galilee and left to find solitude in the mountains, which lay near the Sea of Tiberias. After a night of praying, he called his disciples together and chose from them 12 apostles. He then went down to a level place that could hold the great masses of people that came to hear and began to teach them. In Luke, he records in chapter 6 that Jesus said, "Judge not and you will not be judged. Condemn not and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." I think Christ's words say it the best. Gracious Father, we come to you with thanks, knowing that all we are and all we have is a gift from you. You call us to be stewards of your abundance, the caretakers of all you have entrusted to us. Always, help us to always use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. May our faithful stewardship bear witness to the love of Jesus Christ in our lives. We pray with grateful hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, this past week we were fasting and praying, if you guys remember. And I hope that God just really touched you guys in that time, and you guys really got closer to him in that time, because I know I did. We're going to sing a song this morning that speaks about that. You know how in the Psalms, the psalmist talks about how his soul longs for the Lord. In Psalm 42, as a deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for the living God. it's that hunger inside that you can get. I don't think that ever goes away. I pray it never goes away because it helps me grow. So I know that's one thing I experienced this past week is just a longing for being in His presence, being with Him, and spending time with Him. So we're going to sing this song this morning. Join and sing.
Thank you for listening to this message from Summit Christian Fellowship in Tacoma, Washington. We invite you to visit our website at www.summit-christian.org to find out more about us. You can call us at 253-531-1672. Our mailing address is 3714 East 84th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98446.